All right, good morning. The sun is shining again. Praise God for that. I just want to ask you today, is the sun shining in your soul? Do you have peace in your heart today? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? There's a God in heaven this morning that's looking down in love upon us. We know that because of all the good things that He's given to us in life. He's given us health. He's given us air to breathe. He's given us food to eat. He's given us family. He's given us relationships. He's given us personality, individuality. He's given us the opportunity to have experiences in life. We praise God for that God. But what's most important about that God is that God cares about the fact that we're sinners. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. It says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The problem with that is that the punishment for sin is hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. It doesn't matter today if somebody's religious. It doesn't matter if you look at their life and they say, I'm a good person. There's a lot of good people in life, a lot of nice people in life. But the thing about it is, we're all sinners. We've all violated God's law. The Bible says that sin is the transgression of the law. The Bible says if we break the law in one point, we're guilty of all. And having broken God's law, there's one command, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And it's not speaking about just physical death. It's speaking about eternity away from God. The Bible says whosoever is not found written in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. It's not because God's a mean God. It's not because God's against us. It's not because God hates us. It's that God cannot abide sin. If God let sin into heaven, heaven would become just like this earth. And all the things that you look at in this life and you say, then that's tough. How could there be a God? Because there's sorrow, there's sickness, there's heartache, there's death. Surely that is bad. And if there's a God, why is it like that? Well, it's not that way because of God. The Bible says about God's creation, every day He created, He looked at it and He said, it was good. It was good. We know that sin is the result of sin is not good. Death, sorrow, sickness, and heartache. And so what happened? God gave man a will. With that will, we exercised it against God, just like Eve did in the garden. As she took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God told her ahead of time, look, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Eve looked at the fruit and thought, well, that looks good to eat. God's given us all this other fruit, but I want that fruit. She took it. She violated God's law. And in violating God's law, she opened the Pandora's box to what we experience in life, and that is death, sorrow, sickness, and everything else that comes with it. The punishment for sin is death. God didn't design it that way. That's the way it is. That's the way we are. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. So we have a cancer that's worse than a human cancer. It's a cancer called sin, and that sin is going to take us to a lake of fire. That's why Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ died to pay the price for our sin. He died on that old rugged cross because He loved us. While we are yet sinners, the Bible says Christ died for us. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, there's people today, they may not admit it to anybody, they may not speak about it to anybody. In their heart of hearts, they wish their life was different. They wish their life wasn't messed up by drink and drugs and alcohol and sexual promiscuity and the defilement of sin. They've got a guilty conscience, a heavy heart. It's burdened them. It's wrecked their life. It's turned them from what God desired them to have in life. They're on a path that's against God. But yet I can say today, by God's grace, God loves that person. The Bible says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Again, it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a lot of things that are interesting about life. You could pursue sport. You could pursue entertainment. You could pursue materialism and things and accumulation of things. But the Bible says this, if you could gain the whole world, but yet lose your own soul, then what's the purpose? What shall man give in exchange for his soul? You can't stand before God and say, God, I'll give you 100,000 pounds. God, I'll give you 1,000,000 pounds. There's nothing that you can give to God for your soul. But only thing that will pay for that soul is Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ did as He went to that cross and as He loved us and He suffered there on that cross, a cruel death. But it wasn't just the pain of the cross. And yet it was painful. Jesus Christ was whipped because of our sin. Jesus Christ had a crown of thorns that was put on His head because of our sin. He was blasphemed, He was mocked, He was cursed, He was buffeted. They punched Him, they blindfolded Him, they mocked Him, and they put Him on that old rugged cross where He died for our sin. Why did He do that? Because He loves us. Again, as the Bible says, He's not willing that any should perish. but that all should come to repentance. God desires everybody that you see down here today to be on their way to heaven, and yet the Bible says, wide is the path that leads to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat. Narrow's the way that leads to life everlasting. Few there be that find it. They don't find it because in our human pride we think, hey, I'm okay. I'm going along in life just fine. I've got my sin. I've got my alcohol, my cigarettes, my drugs, my sexual promiscuity. I've got all these things. And it's fine. Lightning hasn't struck. I'm living life large and it's okay. But the thing is, when somebody dies, they're going to stand before a holy God and they're going to give an account to that God. And on that day, it'll be too late to go back and say, I wish I'd lived my life differently. I wish I had sought after God. I wish I had found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. On that day, the only thing that God could say to them, whether they were religious or not, if they don't have Christ, he'd say to them, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. God doesn't want to do that. That's why when Jesus Christ died, he didn't just suffer the pain of that, but he suffered the shame of that. He died naked as a thief on a cross for our sin. They stripped the Son of God. They mocked him. They cursed him. There's plenty of people like that today, blaspheming God, mocking God, laughing at God. And yet God in heaven still loves them, still knows this, that when they die, they won't be laughing. When they die, they're not going to have an argument to give to a holy God to argue their way into heaven. They're not going to say before that God, I'm a good person, because the law will come and the law will testify that they were a liar, that they were a luster, that they were a coveter, that they violated God's law in their life, and that they must pay for their sin because the wages of sin is death. But again, Christ died. He was crucified for us. He loved us so much that he suffered that for us. He wouldn't care today if you mock him. He wouldn't care today if you laugh at him. He would love you too much. He would just look at you, maybe with tears in his eyes, and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They didn't know on that day that they crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know that they crucified him, of whom the Bible says that without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the Creator God. And as Creator, he died. He entered into his creation, lived a sinless life. He that knew no sin became sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God wants you to know that. God loves you. God cares for you. God wants you to open his book, his precious book, and begin to read about his love for you. And if you just want to know about that today, you could go to the end of the Gospels. You could read about the crucifixion of Christ. And when you look at the cross, understand it's a Savior that's dying for you because he loves you. He cares for you. And again, he doesn't care today that you've lived your life against him. He doesn't care that you've turned your back on him. Yet he loves you still. But there will come a day where it'll be too late to accept Christ. Praise God, today you could be forgiven. Today you could turn to God in humility and say, God, I don't understand why you love me so much that your precious Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sin. But I recognize that today, and God, I don't deserve it, but I'd like to receive your gift of everlasting life. Salvation is not something you can earn. The only thing we can earn by our life is hell. Salvation is a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God desires to give that to you. God wants you to have it, but you've got to take it. You've got to come to that point in your life where you recognize, right, I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to hell, but the Son of God, Jesus Christ, love me. He died for me. He paid the price for my sin, and that by faith in him I can be forgiven. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. God cannot lie. God gave us a promise in his word. You might say, God, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Know this today. God will and God can and God desires to. But God must have that opportunity to work in your life. It's an opportunity only you can give. Nobody else can make that decision for you. Nobody else can wake up some morning and say, hey, you've got to listen to the Word of God. You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. We've got to do that in our own heart, recognize our own need, begin to cry out in our heart and say, oh God, again, I'm not worthy of the grace of God. I'm not worthy of the love of God. I'm not worthy of the mercy of God. But I understand this today, that there's a God in heaven that loves me, whose Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sin. You might ask me, Ben, how did you get saved? I heard a message on hell preached by my father when I was a child. And as my dad preached, he said, hell's a fire and hell's eternal. And there is a separation from God for all eternity in that place. And if you think about it today, we've got the sunshine. It doesn't matter if somebody's a righteous person or an unrighteous person. All of us today experience the goodness of God and the blessing of God and the grace of God. But in hell, somebody is God forsaken. Just like Jesus Christ on the cross, when he paid the price for our sin, he cried out and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's going to be us someday, friend. If we don't have Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're going to be cast into the fires of hell. And our soul will cry out, my God, thou hast forsaken me. If we want to ask the question why is answered by the fact that in life we never dealt with our sin. In life we never got the atonement. The atonement is the blood covering. The atonement is what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. It's only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that somebody can have their sin washed away. And again, when Jesus Christ died, the Bible says that he took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. He nailed it to his cross. And so Jesus Christ died as if he was a blasphemer, as if he was lustful, as if he was covetous. And yet Jesus Christ was holy. Jesus Christ was pure. Jesus Christ was without any sin. And the reason that is necessary for us is because Jesus Christ died in our place. Jesus Christ shouldn't have had to die. But when he died as holy God for our sins. He paid the price so that you and I could be forgiven, so that we could go to a holy God and say, God, I don't understand why Jesus Christ loved me that much, but he paid the price for my sin. There on the cross, Jesus Christ said those words. He said, it is finished. It is finished meant that it's paid in full. A prisoner back in that day that had a rap sheet against them that said guilty of this, they got to serve this amount of time. When they paid for their crime, they'd go to the judge and the judge would take that rap sheet and he'd write on it paid in full. Same words Jesus Christ said. When Jesus Christ died, he satisfied the wrath against man's sin. He paid the price so that you and I could be forgiven. He paid the price so that we could be given God's gift of everlasting life. He took our sin. He died guilty of our sin so that God could impute to us. He could justify us, declare us righteous because of what Christ did. Praise God, on that day as I listened to my dad talk about hell, I thought, boy, I don't want to go to that place. I went down to my dad's study and my dad showed me that I was a sinner, that Jesus Christ died for me, that he paid the complete price, that if I would repent of my sin and put my faith in Jesus Christ, I could be born again. I can tell you today, 100%, I know for sure if I died, I'm going to heaven. It's not because I'm a good person. It's not because I'm religious. It's not because I'm a pastor. It's because I personally received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. God desires you to know that. God desires you to go to sleep tonight, lay your head on your pillow tonight, and know for sure that if you woke up in eternity tomorrow morning, that you would be in glory. Very sadly, this past week, a man died out by where I live, out towards Straighton. He died on the bypass. The bypass was closed for several hours on Saturday morning as they worked out the details of his death. And I don't know the circumstances of his life, what was going on in his life, what took that person, I shouldn't say man because I don't know who that was, out onto that motorway or what evil happened to them. But I know this, that their soul entered into eternity, either to eternity with God or eternity away from God. And friend, we're not able to decide when we die. Nobody knows they're going to die the next week. Nobody knows that they're not going to die that day. And I'm not trying to make us overly fearful in life, but the reality is, if you don't have Christ as your Savior, there ought to be a fear in your heart, because if you don't receive Jesus Christ in your life, there's no second chance. Nobody gets to come back from the dead and say, I wish I'd read my Bible. I wish I'd looked at what Christ did. I wish I understood what the gospel was all about, the good news about God's mercy and God's desire to forgive me. Nobody gets to go back on that day and have a redo. We've got to be ready to go, because it's appointed unto men once to die, but after that, the judgment. I wonder today, are you ready? Have you personally received Jesus Christ as your Savior? I say again, it doesn't matter who you are. You might blaspheme God. You might mock God. You might curse God. Your life might be a mess with sin. And if you're honest about it, you'd say, sin has destroyed my life. There's many people like that down here in this area that their life has been absolutely wrecked by sin. But I'll tell you this, there's hope for them, because there's a God in heaven that loves them. Jesus Christ can give them a new life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God gives a new lease on life. God takes sin away. Listen, God can take addiction away. God can take away that vice that every day you wake up and say, I don't want to bow down to that anymore. But in your life, you're bowing down to that. Nobody may know about it. There's plenty of business people that have a drug addiction that nobody knows about. And they're doing things on the side that nobody's aware of. They don't understand the vice that's in that person's life. They may not understand the debt that's in that person's life because they have a gambling addiction. Because they're giving their money, hoping to get money, and they're just addicted to that, and they can't break the cycle of that. And they're looking at themselves in the mirror saying, why do I do this? It's hurting me. It's destroying me. Sin is like that. The Bible says that the end of sin is death. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It says, do not err there. Don't go down that path. I've seen it. I've witnessed the people down here in Princess Street Gardens for the last 12 years. I've talked to man after man that I had a man say, you know, I got into this as a 15-year-old as I started to sniff glue. And that's where his life started. When I met him, he's 55. He looked like he was 65. He was divorced. He had a warrant out for his arrest. He was still addicted to the substance that had destroyed his life. He had wasted his life. Listen, that's not the way God intended it to be. God desires us to give us hope. God desires to give us abundant life. God wants to break the power of sin because he has the power over sin and over the devil. Jesus Christ is the power. The Bible says about Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Life is not found in religion. It's found in a relationship. It's found in a personal relationship with God. I meet a lot of atheists. An atheist will say to me, Ben, I don't believe in your God that you believe so strongly in. I'll just look at them and say this. Well, listen, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And when you've tasted of the goodness of God, nobody can convince my heart that there is no God. Nobody can convince my heart that I'm not going to spend eternity with God in heaven because I have personally accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. Do you have that peace today? Do you know for sure if you die today that you get to go to heaven? That God would say, come on in, not because you're a good person, not because you're religious, not because your good works outweigh your bad works, but because you have had the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, applied to your soul. Again, without that precious blood covering, when God, when the judgment comes, just like back there in Exodus, and you know the story of Exodus as Moses is going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, God says, take a lamb, a precious lamb, and slay that lamb. And take the blood of that lamb and put it on the doorpost because judgment's coming. The firstborn child in every household there in Egypt is going to die except for those that have the blood applied to that doorpost. Those children ate that lamb. That family ate that lamb. They took the blood of that lamb. They put it on the doorpost of that house. And when the death angel came that night, those that had the blood, the death angel passed over. But those that did not have the blood, they died. They perished. Again, the Bible says He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God desires you to have the blood of Christ applied to your life. Jesus Christ died for you. He paid the price for your sin. Hallelujah means praise God. And I do praise God today for His goodness. I praise God for the life that He's given. I praise Him for His Son, Jesus Christ, that died. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. My Savior died a cruel death so that I could have life. And I have it abundantly. God is so good. Do you have that gift today? Do you have that grace of God? Has the mercy of God been shed abroad in your heart? Can't you understand today that there's sin that's destroying, that every sin that you could possibly think of either breaks a marriage, breaks a relationship, breaks trust, hurts your body, defiles you, hurts your relationship with God? God doesn't want that for your life. He died so that you could have life and that you could have it more abundantly. My prayer for you today is that you'd accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. My prayer would be that you would begin to look into God's precious book and begin to seek after God, begin to seek the way of salvation. Let me encourage you, if you do that, to read the book of John. The book of John, the Gospel of John, given to us, the Bible says at the end of that book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, and that believing you might have life through His name. That salvation comes through faith. It's not by works. It's just by trusting God. It's just by believing God. It's just by recognizing, yes, I'm a sinner. The punishment for my sin is hell. But Jesus Christ died to pay the price for my sin. Have you done that? You could do that today. You could get back to your house tonight. You could just say to God, God, I'm so sorry. I'm a sinner. I've lived a life against you. Your son had to die for my sin. My sin is awful to God. It's awful to my life. It's hurt my life. God, I repent of my sin. And I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. you could do that today, my prayer again would be that God would still work in your heart that you begin to seek after God. I can't preach all day. You probably don't want me to preach all day, but I want to pray and I want to ask the Spirit of God to work in your heart. Father, I thank you for the grace that you give. I thank you for the power that you possess. I thank you that you're God and there is none else. There are people that still mock you today, just like they did when you were on the cross. But I thank you, Savior, that you have the power to save them from their sin. I pray, God, for your mercy for them specifically, Lord, that they would trust Christ as their Savior and have your gift of everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.